Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Woo, 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 woo. All right. So Al and I, John, were talking about this, and it's, what's today, the 5th of January, I think?
Yes.
Is this as big a game tonight for the Lakers as Al and I think it is? It feels oddly important.
I've come to the conclusion that I may be too close to this, but I do not share the sky is falling narrative that you guys and everybody else seems to have. And I just listened to a podcast for an hour where Howard Beck and Bill Simmons debated who are the Lakers trading, when is the coach getting fired.
Right.
You know, like everybody seems to think. I think they can win their way out of this, but they need to win. And so, but you, I think you think the wheels are in motion already, right?
I think it's in the air. I don't yet.
I think it could come.
I do think if they get hot, it goes away pretty quickly.
Right.
But I think if it continues to look even a little like it's looked over the last 12 games or so, I think it's in the air.
Yeah.
And eventually something happens. I think the post-game comments tonight are going to be fascinating.
Again, because I'm around these guys all the time, I know that there's arguments about playing time, but this thing that Darvin Ham has lost the team is not
there.
It's not true. No. I'm around him all the time.
I will say this, and I think they're going to win tonight, and I think there will be a sense of urgency, and I think they do understand that this is a more critical game than some of the other games out there. But hypothetically, if they did come out and play like they did against Miami and you have that similar of a vibe, then the noise is only going to get louder. So just avoid that, and you could easily avoid that by just playing good basketball, playing 48 minutes, not starting off a game where it feels like not having Anthony Davis say they played harder than us.
Honestly,
tonight.
Not that here we go again.
An example.
Yeah.
Like in the NFL this weekend, Mason and I were talking about this yesterday. Supposedly, there's already three. Disposing there could be as many as 9 head coaching openings on Black Monday, which is this Monday, which means 6 other guys are getting canned. I don't think any of those guys can win their way out of it with a big performance this week.
Not at this point.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Yeah.
I do
Absolutely
think the Lakers coaching staff can win their way out of this just by having a good month.
This is the Ron Rivera Washington Commanders in week 4.
Yeah.
That's where we are. Hey, you need to fix this.
If Ron Rivera won 70-0, they're still firing.
He's still fired. But that's not where the Lakers are. The Lakers are, I don't even know what they were. The Commanders are 2-4, and this has been kind of this doesn't look good. It doesn't feel like guys are competing. And we're at that point of that analogy where we're just kind of getting started.
Plus a team that has expectations.
Yeah.
There are a handful of jobs in sports, and the Lakers job is one of them. And Darvin knows this, and he's talked openly about it, where you win or you get fired.
Yeah.
All right? It's a win or get fired job. And every once in a while, it changes. Like a few years ago, Clay Helton didn't get fired after he had a losing season at USC.
There are extenuating circumstances.
Right. That's where I was going.
Staley probably stayed too long.
Ten years ago, if the USC football coach had a losing season, gone the second the season ends, probably gone on the tarmac during the season. But something changed, and then they went out and got the big fish in Lincoln Riley. I personally think, and I tend to think positive in these things, think that a winning month in January makes this go away.
I do, too.
But I could be wrong.
I do, too.
No, I think it does. A winning month makes it go away. Losing month,
the heat is on.
If the temperature gets turned up. Right, if they lose tonight, if they lose on Sunday. And by the way, Sunday I don't feel good about at all because the Clippers are playing really well. Tonight's a really important night.
That's what we were saying.
It's a better team than they were early in the season with Ja.
They've won 5 of 9 since Ja came back.
So 5 of 9, so they're 5-4. I mean, they're beatable at this point. And I think the Lakers are in a position where they got to start putting wins in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Rui and Gabe Vincent are both already out, and I think Russell's going to be declared out before the game.
He is going to be out?
He's listed as doubtful
tailbone? Is that what he's got going?
Yeah, he fell right on his tailbone.
Yeah, once you see doubtful, it's over.
By the way, a winning month is they're already 0-1, so you got to go 8-6
yep.
to have a winning month. If you're 8-7, you're February 1st. You're only one game
don't
over
you
500.
Think
well, and a very long road trip. Like, I keep talking about how we're playing 11 games at Crypto between now and January 27th. We already played one, so 10 more. Once January 27th rolls around, take a look at that trip.
On the right.
Road. Yeah.
But here's but
six-game trip against teams like Boston and
yeah.
the Knicks
yeah.
and, you know, Golden State. And
I think so Atlanta might be in that mix.
Right. They need to take care of business this month.
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, are you wearing a peacoat?
How about that?
Thank you, Mace.
Yeah. Travis wearing a peacoat.
I have probably... 5 peacoats.
Do you really?
One.
Yeah. I've never
Emily
seen your
says this colors. Is not a peacoat.
I think it's pretty.
It's peacoat adjacent.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
I would say that's a peacoat.
This is not a peacoat.
Both those are in the family.
Yeah, same category.
Anything that has its anything that you can wear over a shirt that has its own pockets is kind of a peacoat.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's an overshirt.
Do it.
Trav said we were leaving yesterday. He's like, I'm not going to let Mace outshine me when it comes to attire.
I'll tell you, it's a
so
great jacket.
So he left went to Bloomingdale's.
If you had on your bingo board that both Mason and Travis would start caring about fashion in 2024, you're lying.
I have been all over the fashion thing. I've been killing the fashion.
You look very nice today. You look very nice.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about tailbones for a second.
Yeah, so anyway, about the... Coccyx, I think it's called.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
So I was at Jim Rome's wedding.
Okay.
And
to the great Janet Nauman.
To the great Janet, yes. And we're on the dance floor and we're having a good time. And one of the other fellow wedding attendees was Tom Tolbert.
Oh yeah, sure.
And Tom and I were having a good time and we're dancing adjacent to one another.
Okay.
And he decides that it would be funny to kind of give me a little hip check.
Okay, and he's a big guy.
He's 6'10".
Yeah.
Okay, he's a big, bigger than me.
Right.
And had just recently finished playing in the league, so still in pretty darn good shape. And he gives me a little hip, and I go flying.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah, like I could see me going flying.
I went flying.
Come in, you tip the scales a lot heavier than me.
He nailed me.
Got him.
We'd been having a good time.
Right.
So
I'm guessing Susan was not amused when you went flying.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah.
I fall on the dance floor. So those wooden planks that they put together dance floor, hard as a rock, right? Mm-hmm. I fall coccyx first.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Bang on the dance
right
floor.
On it.
Right on it.
Tailbone.
Oh. Tailbone first, okay?
Right.
Yikes.
We've been having a good time. So I'm like, oh, that kind
of
stung.
He was
but
doubtful
don't think
the
too
rest
much
of the night.
Next day. Oh,
John,
boy.
When I tell you, I've broken my leg. I've had some things happen in my life.
As much pain as you've been in.
I've never had something like that.
Yeah, right.
The good news was it only hurt for about 10 years.
That's good.
That if I had to take a ride in a car, it lasted more than a half hour, 45 minutes. It like someone had taken a match and held it against my skin right there. And it will not go away until you get
this
up.
This is like Mason when he broke his foot. Now what do you got? 9 screws and a plate.
9 screws and a plate.
So if it's cold, if we're somewhere where it's cold, he
does
feels
it squeak.
It.
Do you have to WD-40?
No, but he you feel it, right?
Oh, totally. Like I was just in New York, very cold, walking around town.
Yeah.
The thing is, I've got metal in the foot. So if you're outside in the cold, the metal gets really cold inside your foot. Then when you go back inside, the metal stays cold.
Do you trip a metal detector at an airport?
No, it's titanium, and it does not trip the...
I'm always jealous of those guys who can walk right through. I got a card.
How many bones have you broken, Trav? Add them up.
Just two.
That's nothing.
I've broken my leg and my ankle.
That is nothing.
On opposite sides.
Slee, what do you
never
break?
Broke. I demolished my ankles playing basketball my whole life, but they
did
never.
Did you ever break them? Sometimes it's better to break them than sprain them.
That's always what the doctor would say. He's like, it's just a bad enough sprain where it's always going to bother you, but you didn't break it, so it can't fully.
Now, my mom had a thing years ago, and I was blown away by it. And the doctor said, she was having a lot of foot pain, and the doctor says, well, you're not going to like this, but here's what we need to do. We're going to break your foot on purpose.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of
that.
And
then we're going to reset it, and then your pain will be gone. But for the...
That sounds terrifying.
Right,
it sure does.
For the 6 to 8 weeks that they break your foot on purpose, she was in a cast and on crutches.
How many broken bones have you had?
Fully recovered.
Not a ton. Probably... I was in a car crash and broke this bone called the zygomatic. It's like on the side of your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they reset that. And I think I broke a bone in my hand playing football, and that's it. I think just those.
I broke my.
Can you remember them all?
I do. I broke my hand punching my brother.
Okay, on the head. I'm assuming
in the face.
Sometimes,
yeah, okay.
Sometimes they just tell you don't do anything and just let it heal.
Is yeah, no, they put me in a cast.
What did he do?
Probably doesn't even remember.
I was babysitting, right? I was responsible.
You were a disciplinarian.
My mom and dad went to Florida. They're like, keep Brian in line. So
how old were you?
I was junior in high
school. Your brother
he
Brian
was
at pickleball?
Yeah, that
He's
guy.
A lot bigger than you.
He
Mace.
Is bigger. Well, yeah, he was.
But was he
popped
then?
Him. No, we were more similar in size then. But I come home and there's pot and Little King's cream ale in the basement. And I'm like, dude, I'm supposed to be watching you.
Right.
And he fought it, and we ended up fighting, and I punched him and broke my hand.
Did he
broke
my
leg?
Away?
Broke this right leg three times.
Three separate times?
Besides the bicycle thing on TV, what were the other two?
I took a charge when I was a junior in high school, getting ready for basketball season. Broke my leg.
Broke your
took
leg
a charge
on
and
a
broke
charge?
The leg.
So end of the season.
Yeah, right end of there. The season, right yeah. there. Because what they decided was I've got – so this leg is broken three times. I've got like air bubbles in the bone, so that when it gets hit, it just pops.
I think is that not osteoporosis?
No. I had it when I was a kid. Okay. I was I am playing pickleball this year, by the way.
Is Brian going to be your partner again?
Brian is coming.
That's good.
Yeah,
he was good.
He's a really good player.
I think that DeMarco said that he's in the market for a new partner. When he and I did the show together on Tuesday,
yeah,
I think
who was frustrated? Who was?
I think
DeMarco
was a little disappointed in Kirk's ability.
That surprised me because Kirk's such a good athlete.
Yeah.
I don't think he had ever played.
I think you got to learn a little bit of pickleball.
There's
a lot of
there's a lot of finesse in pickleball too. Yeah. It's not all slamming.
No,
I mean it's you get in the
I
kitchen.
I keep going
you do
in
it,
the
but,
kitchen, and people say, "Get out of the kitchen."
Only
yeah,
to play
there.
The ball can you go into the kitchen,
yeah,
John.
I
you
gotta right. As is the case with you in everyday life, I go in the kitchen a lot.
Has pickleball faded a little bit?
I don't think so.
It's still
– they're building like all these indoor facilities now all over the country. Like my brother –
it's like the fastest growing thing.
My brother plays in Ohio, and they built a 24-court indoor facility for people to play. Because it's cold, you know, half the year, snow and all that stuff. So, no, I think it's still on the grow.
There's a little tennis facility right by my house that's got six tennis courts. And they've turned two of the tennis courts into four pickleball courts.
Yep.
And the lines are always for pickleball.
You're signing up.
Yeah.
You're putting your name on that board. It's not happening.
Slee, you getting back out there? You're going to get the pickleball going?
Okay, I told Trav this. Right after pickleball, we were done with our little tournament that we did the day we're out there. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah, me too. I was the same.
And have you played since?
I think I'm going to keep my paddle and keep going.
I keep my paddle in the car just in case.
Have either one of you played since?
Not a single time.
I played once.
Did you?
And in that one time that I was playing, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good to go. Thank you for your time. And that was it.
Yeah. And it's a fun game.
Okay, what you were saying about people signing up and everything, there's the courts that I was playing at in Pasadena. There's people there all the time.
Yeah.
There are people, like it's you popular. Said, they are signing this list and people are waiting. So.
I mean, Santa Monica has got a spot on Wilshire, I think, where there have to be 42 courts.
Wow.
I mean, it is just a monster of a facility. It is packed every single night. Mm. And you can choose whatever level game. Like, oh, that person can't really play. I'll take them on. So you can sort of work your way up to
It's like
to
its own
decent.
Tiering system. So I don't know if you got a chance to hear it or not. Is there or is there not milk in Cool Whip?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, you think
it's white.
Yeah.
It is white.
So
is
right. I would say yes.
Yes, there is milk.
There is not.
There is milk in Cool Whip.
Is it?
There's milk in mayonnaise.
Cortisone?
There is not.
There's white, milk in mayonnaise.
White paint?
White paint. There's some milk.
Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue.
The bathtub caulk.
Eating that. Yeah. No, but Cool Whip. What is it if it's not
It's
milk?
Oil.
Hey, Mace, here's a candy cane. It's got some white in it. Is there milk in there?
It's oil.
Oil?
It's a oil-based
Who eats
substance.
Oil?
Anybody that eats Cool Whip.
See, I don't dig Cool Whip. I'm a big Ready Whip guy.
Well, today's
I
National
always have
Whipped Cream Day.
Oh, have two cans of Ready Whip ready to
Straight
go.
Straight in?
Straight in.
Yeah.
I'll put whipped cream on anything.
Really? You guys know me. I'm not. There's not many things I'm like, man, I could do without that. Whipped cream's on the list.
All right, I don't
really?
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you guys know who Michael Kay is, the Yankee announcer?
Yeah, sure.
Claims
Oh, never eaten eggs?
No. Clancy has never had a condiment of any kind.
He's lying. He's
and if you ask him about it, he will defend it. He goes, I've never had a... I go, never tried mustard, never tried ketchup, never tried mayo, never.
Yeah.
Never had salsa on chip. No,
get
never.
Out of here.
I don't believe it. I do not
use any condiments ever. Michael Thompson travels with a bottle of ketchup.
Right.
I know he does.
He puts it on everything.
But it's a little bit like Al Michaels says, I've never eaten a vegetable. I'm like, I believe him. I bet after a game he's face down in a plate of broccoli, right? I mean, seriously, he is killing the vegetables in real life.
For some reason, I do too.
I don't believe him. How do you avoid a vegetable for your whole life?
Well, I'm sure that Mr. and Mrs. Michaels at some point forced him to eat something.
No, they did not. Here's the story. He was an only child.
Okay.
His parents worked for a living. He was gone a lot. And his parents just weren't those parents that said, you have to eat this, developed his own tastes. And it got to a certain point where he's never had a vegetable. Michelle Tafoya told me that they were out at a big Monday Night Football dinner one night, and she slipped a vegetable onto his plate when he wasn't looking, and he sniffed it out. He goes, who put this here?
But okay, what if Al Michaels loves vegetables and he just doesn't know? You'd have to have tasted it to know you don't like it.
Does he eat a slice of pizza? Because that's got tomato.
Right. You have to have tasted it to know you hate it.
Has he had tomatoes? How do you live without tomato? He's never had pasta.
A month ago.
Isn't tomato technically a fruit?
It is.
Do you think that's the way Al is defining it?
I don't know.
He's like, that's a fruit.
I don't eat a lot of tomatoes.
I eat a lot of fruit. Don't eat any vegetables.
A month ago, Michael Kay was the same thing about eggs. I don't know if you guys saw the story. He tried eggs for the first time at age 62.
Eggs are in everything.
Eggs are so good.
Of course they are.
Oh, nice!
I do not have condiments.
Nice poached egg.
And eggs.
Great choice.
Little hot sauce. A little Cholula on it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Money.
Let's go.
Yeah. Money.
Super Crosstalks brought to you. You can get vegetables on your double double. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I got to do this one live because
yeah.
you know what
do
happened?
Do it live.
Corporate Greg took all my time showing me how to work and cook up wontons in the microwave.
Oh, were they right. BB-Go's?
Well, of course, because it's a BB-Go ticket Friday, boys.
Right. Beautiful. Right.
Guess what's ahead today? Mm. You could win this beautiful BB-Go freezer bag
yep.
with product inside. You see the product?
Yeah.
Here, hold this.
Okay, yeah.
This is the gochujang sauce.
I put that on my wonton.
Hot and sweet sauce?
Yeah, it's super good.
Just like you, hot and sweet.
Hot and sweet.
Yeah, well, that stuff's
want
great.
To, want me to
yeah.
squirt some on you?
No, thank you, though. I appreciate
and
the offer.
Inside the bag will be two tickets to Lakers-Clippers Sunday night at Crypto.
How about that?
The rebirth.
Yeah. That is
the
fantastic.
Comeback. You can have tickets to the comeback of the in-season tournament champion Lakers.
So how do they win
Just
this?
Listen.
Listen?
To be, when you say, be caller number 7. Now, here's the important thing.
Right.
That's it. All they got to do is listen. We're not making them jump through a lot of hoops.
No hoops today.
No hoops.
This doesn't have to be in the middle of the show. What if you sneak on to between a commercial and say, caller number 7 right
So it
now.
Could be any time between now and 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Three. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because we got the combo plate.
Right. We got the combo plate today. You know who else is... Pepe Mantilla, potpourri of lies today.
Do you know we have an engineering setup going on today in the studio when Pepe comes here? Because he's He's back here?
Yes, he is.
And it makes the entire room sound hollow.
Yeah.
So right. I'm going to be working the knobs of the processing.
Nice. Yeah.
You're going to be working the what?
Yeah.
The knobs.
Okay. He's working the knobs.
I'm good with the knobs.
Yes,
the knobs.
Yep. To try to engineer this mic specifically for Pepe.
Oh, good.
Because it doesn't seem like he's going anywhere.
Because we want to hear every lie in crystal clear.
Because on the YouTube, you can't understand what Michael or Pepe are saying.
Is that right?
Because Michael's not wearing headphones, so the mic's like right here. And then Pepe's back here. So we're going to work the knobs.
Can I ask you a question? Yesterday.
Yes.
you pointed out that people can see what's on my computer.
I did because I went first. Let's do
that. That can't be good.
Because no. We're just talking over our Gremlins bed. Start the show. Mason and Otto in an F it Friday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Well, I noticed it on Wednesday because I was at home in the home office watching you guys do the combo play.
Yes.
And when Sedano said something that we don't like to get out over the air, actual radio.
Oh,
air,
right, right.
He said
somebody
something.
Hit the dump button.
Mace feverishly went to hit the dumb button.
Yes.
Yeah, I hit it too.
And then I could also notice that you were feverishly looking through the community to try to see if anybody noticed
that. That is correct.
Because you turn your monitor to where that camera picks
that
it up.
Camera.
So yesterday I watched you through the camera look up necklaces for 5 minutes.
It's true.
He's going with this chain look.
Yeah. No. Sedano and Ireland were doing their own show. And
they
You were paying no attention.
I just got out of the way. I'm like, no, you guys are going to, let me just. By the way, the Jackson chain people. I've talked about how commercial work and
not
I
to be confused with the Jackson 5.
They reached out to
Jackson Limousine.
Or Jackson, our friends at Jackson Limousine.
They reached out and said, you know what? We listened to the show. Thank you so much. And we're going to send you something.
You're getting more
to
chains?
Add to your collection.
You're going to actually.
Two chains.
Well, see, two chains is taken, but three chains is available.
You got to
go three.
That three chain nice. Mace?
Yeah.
Yeah. This matter of fact, somebody, some broadcaster, some NBA broadcaster, two chains was in at a game.
Yep.
And this NBA guy goes, the color guy goes, you know who that is, right? And the broadcaster goes, no idea. He goes, that's 2 Chainz. Never heard of him. 2 Chainz heard about it and came up to where the guy was and confronted him about it. Like, oh, you want a piece of me? I'm right here. And the announcer's like, I have no idea who you are.
I don't know who you are, 2 Chainz.
Like, you could be on the big screen at Crypto. It could say, and instead of saying Steve Mason, it would just say 3 Chainz.
3 Chainz.
I think it would be your thing.
Oh, that's kind of classic.
Are you wearing any
chain
today?
I'm wearing one. I'm wearing this chain today.
I mean, if you go to 3 Chainz, you should really just go to like 8 Chainz.
No.
Just like really go full force.
I don't
want to
be like Morales with his bracelets. You have so many bracelets. Around your
he needs those to get into all his various
what
clubs.
What is the meaning of all the bracelets? What are you going for?
We've done that. There's 3 of them that have a jaguar because that's my spirit animal.
That is your spirit animal.
What a jaguar does, it just rests all day.
Okay.
And then, but when he's in the tree,
right?
But then when he goes,
he goes.
Once he gets that paw on you,
that sounds like you.
Yeah, that's over. Lights out. Lights out.
Then one is a Tiffany bracelet with my initials that my parents gave me.
Wow,
one is from one is a bracelet my mom brought me back from Italy. One is our Folds of Honor black gold wristband.
Very nice.
This says GKB ESPN, which was given to us when they bought the radio station.
Now, do you leave those on at all times, or
no.
Do you take them off when you go to sleep?
I take them off when I go to sleep or perform any sort of functions.
Okay.
Like with the knobs.
With the knobs, or just, you know, taking a shower.
Exactly.
Or playing golf. You can't keep the bracelets on when you play golf.
You don't play, yeah.
Yeah, it'd
that
be distracting.
That would be distracting.
Chris might miss that birdie putt. We don't want to see that happen.
So, yeah. So, I think that but you can't just wear 3 chains all the same size.
No.
You have to stagger them.
This is a 20, and I ordered a 22. So
I want to see you go
22.
Big. What's 50 look like?
Well, 50 will just be.
That's
like
going to be down.
That's going to be. Yeah, that's going to be like Flavor Flav.
Yeah. I just.
That'll be like next to the Brajal.
Just this. Yeah. That's all.
Are you going all like? You should stagger.
All
gold,
silver.
White gold.
I don't like gold. I only like silver.
All right. Well, that was all. That was my contribution
right,
for the day.
I
got to get ready for 3:00.
Hey,
because Corporate Greg and I today are hanging out with Sean.
No way! It's Sedano.
That's the show.
Bergman and
what was
Morales?
That supposed to mean?
I'm asking. Is that the show?
But
Greg, and George.
No, but you didn't say it like that. You put some stank on it.
He didn't say, "Is that a show?"
He's like,
he said,
that's the show."
That's
no.
The
I
show.
Said, "Is that the show?"
Yeah.
The three of you.
Boy, you take everything so personally.
I'm sorry, we don't have
it's
Pepe
like,
and
well,
Michael.
Everybody's in this mood now. Everybody's walking on eggshells because of this Laker stuff. Everybody's all nervous.
Yeah.
There is a lot of even in our building.
There's tension in the air.
There's a lot of disjointedness. Yeah. There's a lack of communication. That's what we're dealing with.
And this later today would be an example of another rotation change. Another lineup change.
Nobody knows when they're going to play.
Right.
Oh, Bergman's playing.
Oh,
you
trying to
afternoon.
Rip the combo plate?
Yeah.
No, I love the combo plate,
but
the
it's actually
the
all
Lakers
Kaplan's fault because he has to take
here.
Another week off.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is what everybody is pointing fingers at Lakers about. They say they can't get their rotations right. So either can we.
It's
we
true.
Can't get our rotations right on that afternoon show. It's somebody different every day.
Changing them.
Yeah, I like how you blamed me for yesterday. For
totally your fault.
Why is that?
Mason had
yesterday?
To do double
yeah.
show?
Yeah. How is it my
Why did
fault?
You not get someone else other than Mason?
Because we thought it was a good idea.
He was asked a week before.
Correct.
And did I? It was during my vacation. Do I respond? to emails during my vacation. I had no idea
to respond.
No, I look. This is be like France. Do not reach out to me when I'm on vacation.
Shut,
be more friends.
Shut off all email and text.
Do they have sports radio
at
in
5 o'clock?
Yeah. Do they pay sports radio people in France that you can build an empire off of?
24 hours they talk about Tony Parker and Wembanyama. That's all they do.
No, we asked him because we thought instead of a nothing against our fill-ins, we love them, but it's the first week of the year. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be cool? Mace and Sedano always do fun shows together.
Yes.
Then we ask Mace, and we did do the math. Because of the combo plates, you were gaining 2 hours. So could ask him to actually do an extra hour and a half? That's all.
And it was ask. It wasn't telling
you.
Yeah,
if you said no, we'd say, okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a big deal.
Well, it was an ask.
Here's the thing about it. So, Ireland, this is the truth.
Okay.
They asked me on Tuesday to do Wednesday.
No.
Yeah.
You were asked
that.
By Lindsay last week. You didn't respond.
I was on vacation.
Yeah.
I don't respond.
So, by the way, Chris,
vacation.
If they
the
asked
truth.
Him
Tell
last week and he never saw the ask, was he asked?
Oh, he saw the ask.
How do you know?
The guy sends out 40 tweets about his podcast.
Right, but if he doesn't respond, how can you? Where is the evidence that he saw it?
I get so many emails about the schedule.
It was an email and a text.
Update the schedule. Update the schedule. Update the schedule.
Because if we don't update, then you'll say we never updated
you. So I just got into the habit of not opening the notes about the schedule.
There you go.
What about the Lindsay text that said, "Hey Mace, Happy New Year."
My phone doesn't work when I'm on vacation.
Hey, he hasn't paid any attention to a Lindsay text in 4 years.
Now see, we didn't have to circle all the way. Yeah. By the way, Laura, you take candy canes. Just take the box.
No, I'm fine.
Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah.
Take the whole thing.
All right.
Would you like a Santa Claus Pez dispenser? I got one of those,
now,
too,
John,
for some
do you
reason.
Not want to ask us? Because, again, Sedano and I have said that you're sort of the meat shield for Mace.
Right.
He complains to you, and then you do the dirty work.
Yeah.
Do you?
He said, yeah. Yeah. Right there.
What do you want? So what do you want to know?
Do you, moving forward,
yeah,
as Mr. Mason's representation,
yes,
yeah, would you like us not to ask him to do any extra work?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. I said.
Do you know what he told me? Off the air,
yeah,
in all seriousness.
Oh,
this ain't happening again.
That is 100% true. That's a true life conversation.
Corporate Greg and I yesterday.
So to answer your question, Chris, yes, you're reading this perfectly right.
See? I know how to read things. Yesterday, Corporate Greg and I made such a stink in a positive way about Mace and Sedano were great on the combo plate. And
fun.
Then guess what happened? Because Sedano had to go. Ireland, we would have never guessed. Ireland came in at 5 o'clock.
It was great.
And it was a beautiful thing, and it shows what a great team we are.
Yeah.
And now there's, well, you don't want to do
it's
this.
It's all about team.
But not you, Mace. John was a
wait
great
a minute,
team.
Wait, not me.
No.
He worked more than I did.
I did
Ireland
work
Ireland was
extra
a great teammate.
Hours.
One of our core values at GKB is honesty. Ireland just there showed a great example of honesty.
Yeah, the honesty is, Mason said, this is never happening again.
But you didn't tell us, Mace. We had to go to your representation.
No, I told Bergman, what did I tell you
about this? This is a great bit.
John
is Mace's agent now.
No, wait a minute, though. Even though Mace has expressed to me that he never wants to do it again, there is a way
right
that we can make this happen again.
An extra week of vacation?
No.
Oh.
Bag of money.
Bag of money? Yeah.
You bring a bag of money and we can talk.
How about some
by the way.
BB Go White Bark.
By the way, Mason said to me.
Massage chair for when he goes to Palm Desert.
Yeah.
That would get it done.
So Mason said to me afterwards, I don't want to make this a habit.
Well, that's okay. He said
I
to me, this ain't ever happening.
So, yeah, I think
so
that was fair.
He couched it nicely to me and told you, hell no to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, correct. Well, go with John.
And
answer.
It's still your fault,
yeah,
Greg.
It's absolutely.
That was fun,
you.
Boys. Have fun.
All right, great.
Well, we only got an hour and a half left.
And,
this
and
show, we
giving,
got a lot of stuff, too.
It's,
go ahead.
And we're giving away Laker tickets.
Yeah, with BB Go.
You can be there for the renaissance, the comeback.
The renaissance.
The return to the in-season tournament Lakers starts tonight.
God.
We're getting it all straightened out. We're going to quell the fears of all Laker fans with a big victory tonight over the Grizzlies.
They got to get it.
They're getting it.
They got to get it.
Guaranteed.
Oh, really?
Tonight. Guaranteed victory.
Guaranteed.
Tonight.
Guaranteed.
Wow. We're winning tonight.
All right. Coming up next for you. I wanted to mention, too. Fifth Row Fridays is coming back next week.
Yeah, it is.
So you want to make sure to be listening Monday for your chance to win Lakers tickets
and this
in
is
the
weird.
Fifth Row.
There are a few things I enjoy more than meeting the Fifth Row Friday winners.
Yeah.
They are so appreciative and so happy to be there, and they don't realize how great it is. I mean, you're so close to the court, you can hear people cussing at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And cussing at the ref and yelling and screaming. These seats are way better than the seats Michael and I call the game from.
Yeah.
Michael and I are in, like, row 20. These are By the way, fifth row is the farthest back you're going to be. Like, the last four winners, we've had them in, like, the third row. So, fifth row Friday is my favorite thing that we do. It's
awesome.
And it's coming back Monday?
Comes back Monday for Bergman, I think you said 10 weeks.
Yes, 10 straight weeks.
10 straight weeks. All right, coming up next for you, John, Sports Illustrated, which we sort of trust and sort of don't now because the AI thing. Their writers, we think they're real people, made predictions for 2024, and it's not going to make Dodger fans very happy. We got that coming up for you. In the meantime, you know, I've been working with the L.A. County Department of Mental Health, and I've been extremely honest about my mental health struggles over the years, and I have had some ups and I have had some downs, and there have been some mental health days in there, and I do what I can to manage it and take care of myself, and hopefully that's what you're doing. If you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling anxious, or you're feeling overwhelmed, life is just too much for you, there's nothing wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help. And the L.A. County Department of Mental Health is here for you 24/7 with free emotional support, service referrals, crisis counseling, and just plain help. 24/7, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771, or visit dmh.lacounty.gov. That's dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is critical. The L.A. County Department of Mental Health provides hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, people, it's Friday. Gotta love that. It's combo plate today. So we are on till 3, and then you get a little Shidano with Bergman and with Morales. It's...
And Michael and Pepe should be running around here someplace.
Yeah.
Get them in here, Greg.
And you know what?
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
So many people complain when I play that, but I...
Who cares?
I like it.
People complain about everything.
My mom, by the way, says, I don't even respond to her when I'm on vacation. So there you go.
I don't even reach out to you when you're on vacation.
No, if I'm not responding to my mom, it means I'm definitely not responding to Lindsay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Thank you. So, John, you came across this article from Sports Illustrated. I don't know how to feel about Sports Illustrated anymore now that they...
Well, they still have some good writers, but yeah, they are a suspect organization after that story came out that they're writing stories with AI.
Yes, and making up writers to write stories.
Yeah.
So anyway, they've sort of cleaned that up. And there's an article today with their predictions for 2024.
And overwhelmingly,
yeah, it's amazing.
The number one prediction from all these quote-unquote experts is that the Dodgers are going to crash and burn.
Yep. And I mean, it's like five of the experts are saying
right.
that.
Right, which...
Ooh, five whole people.
I think there's a little schadenfreude involved there. They're a little jealous that the Dodgers got all these things. But having said that, if you study baseball, the team with the highest payroll and the favorite at the beginning of the year to win the World Series, and the Dodgers are both,
yep,
rarely wins it.
Rarely.
Statistically, those experts are probably right. They're not going to win the World Series.
And I think Dodger fans need to be prepared for the fact that much of the country thinks the Dodgers are just trying to buy a World Series.
Right. And the Yankees have been trying that forever. It's
forever.
Worked. It's worked a couple of times. Yeah. But most of the time, it doesn't
there
work.
There was an era where it worked really well. But look, they're going to be very, very good.
But there's some weird stuff coming out of Dodgerville. Like, for example, Greg, do you see this?
Which part?
Six-man rotation.
Yeah.
They're talking about a six-man rotation.
Great.
Teams have done that when they're in a pinch. But I can't remember a team ever announcing it at the start of a season and saying, this is what we're doing for the whole year. Six-man rotation.
Well, the Angels did it when Ohtani was healthy. They went to a six-man rotation.
But doesn't it also...
Didn't he, like, pitch on Saturdays or something?
Well, that was Kershaw.
Oh, that was Kershaw, right. Yeah,
but I think this is mostly around Yamamoto, who hasn't thrown, like...
As many innings.
Around a lot. So, yes, it's around Yamamoto. It's around Walker Buehler coming back at some point, and he's coming off his second Tommy John. Glasnow has been somebody that's been injured a lot in the past, so giving him a little extra rest, not a bad thing. The guys that you have on your roster that are going to be pitching right now, they need extra space. So if you can have six guys going and let them rest their arms,
if we had to guess,
yep,
who the six are, Who
Bobby
are
Miller,
they?
Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby Miller.
Yamamoto.
Tyler Glasnow.
Hoping Walker Buehler.
Yeah. Okay, and he should be back. Dustin May, not yet, right?
Not yet.
What about Gonsolin?
Not yet. They're going to be way. If at all this year, but way.
Is Emmett Sheehan in this rotation?
Yes, Emmett Sheehan.
So that's six.
That's five.
That's five. Then the other, they'll either go out and get somebody else, or there's also.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, wait a minute. Kershaw could be the six.
But that won't be at the end until the end of summer. Right.
Right.
So there's another. It's Michael Grove, and there's another guy that I'm blanking on.
Well, they may not be done. I mean,
I don't think it's only
January. Wait, hey, what do you guys think? Honestly,
Gavin Stone.
Gavin Stone.
Yeah, that's the other.
There you go.
Do you guys see the interview with Trevor Bauer yesterday?
It was actually.
Was it over the weekend?
I did not see it.
Okay, so basically, his point is that he's accepting responsibility that he screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out of base. He served all his suspensions. He's been out of baseball for 2 years.
Yep.
He's pitching in South Korea. I don't think the Dodgers can bring him back. I think there's too much water under the bridge. But would you have a problem if another team signed him?
Well, would I have a problem if somebody – I'm not – look, I don't want him on my team. That's my take on it.
I don't think he can be on your team.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't think the Dodgers can revisit it.
If somebody else wants to take the massive PR hit, they can sign him. It's up to them. I don't believe he should be blocked from pitching in Major League Baseball. If somebody wants to roll the dice and say, yeah, we'll try it.
And if you study the case that got him suspended, it has been resolved. It's a he said, she said thing, but it has been resolved. So, Greg, if a team that desperately needs pitching, if the Angels went out and offered a contract with Trevor Bauer, you got any issue with that?
No, it's their money, what they want to do with it. I don't want them on the Dodgers.
Well, do you agree with me that they can't reopen that
absolutely,
box?
Absolutely not.
No, yeah, no.
Never again. We were talking about on Travis Sliwa earlier, that he needs to be on a team that is just kind of in the shadows, that doesn't do anything.
And the Angels kind of fit that description. The media doesn't cover the Angels. Everybody kind of assumes that Artie Moreno's going to screw it up anyway. Ohtani liked playing for the Angels because, I mean, let's put it this way. The Angels are unique. They're in a market where all the media is 60 to 70 miles away and doesn't go down there.
Yeah,
like you very rarely see TV stations down there. You don't see radio stations, or they have a beat writer covering them. The Angels don't even travel a radio guy,
right?
They're kind of like this. They're almost a team on vacation.
Yeah. Although I'll say this: the other so you're saying toil away in obscurity for Trevor Bauer.
Right.
Another possibility is go somewhere where they don't really give a flying. You know what? Like Houston.
I think there's an issue with
that's actually interesting. Yeah,
Houston's the kind of team.
Houston is so hated.
Yep,
that they'll just it'll just blend in with all the other stuff.
Yeah,
that
Bergman,
people
what
hate
do you think,
for.
Trevor Bauer to the Astros?
They would absolutely do it.
They would.
They just don't care. They're villains.
But
well, I don't know anything about.
I did a deep dive on him today. I only read about two, but it appears
in different states and
but it appears that there will be no criminal charges.
There
may be some civil cases,
right,
but the criminal charges have gone away. I never think we can throw people away. If he's good enough to pitch and he served a 2-year suspension, I'd be okay if somebody else gave him a chance.
So
he'll be on a very short leash.
So if he was bad, let's say he was a guy
bad on the field. Yeah, well, then they'll just cut him.
Then you wouldn't care. Then you wouldn't say he should be back because of all the things.
It's going to be performance-based. He's going to be – I mean, if he doesn't pitch well,
so
they'll just
the
cut
old,
him
like,
anyway.
If you're good enough to play, then we don't care about the other stuff that you're doing as long as you're good enough to pitch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's not right.
Well, but that's life.
Unfortunately.
You know? Yeah.
Ray Rice was never – he was let back just for the preseason and never came back.
You know, weirdly, I noticed this weekend, didn't they put him in the – Baltimore Ravens Ring of Honor or something?
I know he presented he walked out with his wife and like presented the colors or something, but I don't know.
Is that what it was?
I don't know if they put him in the Ring of Honor or whatever they call it.
And it's not throwing them away. It's just saying this is not what you can do in front of front-facing type of person. You can go do any other job, whatever you can do, build yourself up into anything else, but baseball is gone.
Well, I disagree. So Aroldis Chapman was suspended from baseball. The Dodgers actually traded for him.
Tried to.
And
tried to, yeah.
No, they completed the trade. I know for a fact. Okay. They agreed to it. He was coming to the Dodgers.
How'd they get out of it?
Then he shot up the whole.
No, that was before.
No, they got a ton of blowback before the trade. The agreement on the trade was made, the terms. And they got a ton of blowback from primarily female fans because he basically walked into a garage where the mother of his child was holding a baby, and he scared her by firing shotguns into the air.
Yes.
And then, so the Dodgers said, not a good fit for us, we're out. Right away, the Cubs went and signed him, and he pitched against the Dodgers and knocked him out of the playoffs that year. It was the year the Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah, I still think the Dodgers did the right thing.
Yeah, it doesn't make it right. The Dodgers did the right thing.
My point here is, Greg, not all organizations are going to treat this the same way.
Right.
If the Dodgers pass, and I think 100% they will on Bauer.
Oh, yeah, they're not in.
Somebody like the Astros will just say, well, if he can pitch, we'll take him.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, and I'm happy that the Dodgers do the right thing in this situation, and that's why we're not seeing Julio Urías back.
Yeah.
Now, that's another one. He's had two strikes.
Yeah, no, he's
I think
never
he's going to have to
Bauer
do,
kind of does, too.
Well, but Bauer went and served kind of a two-year penalty. I think Urías is going to have to do the same thing. I don't think anybody's bringing him back next year.
No way.
No way.
No way. All right, coming up next. Oh, look who's here. It is the sometimes friendly, sometimes grumpy Michael Thompson.
Yeah, it was a good mood. Yeah, he's for Michael 99% of the time is in a good mood.
I heard
mood.
A promo that ran on the air where Michael was like berating us.
Falsely accused.
I was you called us stupid.
Well, I was correcting you.
Well, we often are stupid.
And by the way, guys like Trevor Bauer, Julio Urías,
they
should never be allowed back in because of stupidity.
Because of stupidity.
Well,
you don't put yourself in that situation. I've heard this before and it makes some sense. You're not arguing that they don't have the talent. You're arguing they're too stupid to be on your team.
For putting themselves in a situation, ban them. You're an idiot. You're an athlete, high profile, making a ton of money. You got to know.
There is some merit to the argument Michael is making in this sense. Even if the guy is an exceptional pitcher and he can get people out, if he's going to poison your team to the point where it affects other guys, then you don't want him.
No, and if he's stupid enough to put himself in a domestic violence situation, I don't want that kind
Although,
of
don't
idiot.
You believe, Michael? See, I'm a big free market fan.
Yeah.
My team, I don't want Trevor Bauer.
Sure.
Don't want him.
Yeah.
But if somebody else wants to do it, that's on them. Yeah. They can deal with the public relations blowback and all that stuff. Yeah. I don't believe MLB should ban Trevor Bauer from pitching.
And a lot of it is mood of the country at the time. Yeah. There was a time where no one would touch Michael Vick.
Sure.
Yeah. And he made a lot of amends, and he did the right thing. And after a certain amount of time, he made a fairly successful comeback.
Yeah, he did.
He paid his debt to society.
Right. So I would argue that Trevor Bauer has kind of done that.
Although here's...
I think Trevor Bauer is going to pitch again in the major leagues. I don't know when, and I don't know if it'll be this year, and I don't think it'll be with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
No.
And I ain't getting sued. All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, Michael Thompson hanging out. John Ireland is here. At some point, somebody is going to win a BBGO ticket
Pepe
prize
just
package.
Locked in.
Pepe's here.
The liar is here.
BBGO ticket Friday all day today. Your chance to win a bag of BBGO along with a pair of tickets to Sunday's Lakers game. BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, you heard me talk about Icebod Active. Go to this website, icebodactive.com. If you get sore after you run, play tennis, play basketball, play golf, walking around, hiking, whatever, Icebod Active can make you feel better. I'm a big cryotherapy user. I've been going to cryo places for years. You got to pay $50 to $75 every time you go in there. Not with Icebod Active. You buy one of their compression shirts or pants that come with ice cold gel packs. You put them on, you wear them for 20 minutes, and every time I do, I feel better. So Icebod Active is the way to go. Go to that website, icebodactive.com. You'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy. He's a big believer in the product. There's a testimonial from a doctor on there. It'll answer any questions you have, and you can order right from the site at icebodactive.com. Everybody I've turned on to this thing swears by it. Check it out for yourself. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't like it, if it doesn't click, if it doesn't hit, they'd be happy to give you your money back, but I haven't met anybody yet who's done that. But it's available to you for peace of mind. Icebod Active. iSpotActive.com.
All right, here we go. It's a full house. Pepe's here now. I'm going to throw something out there. It just came up on the wheel. It's not really a hypothetical question.
Make it a good one.
All right. Michael?
That's not being grumpy.
I think good. I like that. recommend one book. Recommend one book.
Me? Michael, when's the last time you read a book?
Was it like a pop-up book where the pictures pop up? And...
I think I am very well read.
Yes,
but
you
I
are.
The last book I read...
was in high school.
Kind of.
Was a textbook at the University
on my
of Minnesota.
Own, on my own, without having, you know, being required to read it.
That's right, you didn't read it in Minnesota.
Was Peter
either.
Benchley's Jaws.
You read the book?
That's the book I read.
That's
the last book.
That's a scary
I'm not
ass
into
book.
Books. I'm into more movies and documentaries and current events.
Okay.
What, Pepe? What? Is that a problem, Pepe?
Hang on a second.
Wait a minute.
Get on that, Mike.
Yeah, go to the middle.
You know, give him a coloring book so he can follow the instructions.
That's your book, a coloring book. Pepe, recommend one
now
book.
You're good,
this is
Pepe.
Better. Go ahead. What's wrong with me reading Jaws?
The problem with you is that probably the last book that you read was the phone book.
Yeah, true. And it's been a few years.
And then he couldn't find the number.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pepe, right. Can you recommend one book to people?
Wow. Many books.
Don Quixote.
Pick one.
Have you heard of Gabriel Garcia Marquez?
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. I finished a book at his house in Colombia. I finished a Gabriel Garcia Marquez book.
Which
in
book?
Colombia.
Which book?
Oh,
is that the lie of the day?
A hundred years of solitude.
I knew I was going to Colombia, and I'm like, oh, Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And then I finished the book,
What's
made sure
about?
I finished it right by his
What's
house.
It about?
Don't recall anymore. But I was fantastic in the moment. He writes, it's like magical realism is the style of writing that he does.
Love in Times of Cholera is one of my
that's
favorite
the one I read,
books.
Love in Times of Cholera.
That book you should read.
That's a very famous
I'll
book.
I'll wait for the movie.
Okay. John, recommend a book.
It's out.
I'm surprised, Mike. I want to make sure I get this name right. Michael, I'm surprised you haven't read this book. I want to get the name of it right. Mm-hmm. I think it's called... The Winner Within.
Oh, Pat Riley's?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's see. A good one.
Pat Riley, it's about not compromising your personal standards.
Okay.
I already knew that.
Yeah, but you...
You read the book?
You didn't read Pat Riley's book?
I played for Riley. What's it going to tell me in a book?
Thank you. The excerpts. Yeah. I've already lived it. I don't have to read it.
You don't even read the signs in the streets, bro.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know why, Peppy? Because I always know where I'm going.
John, do you have a book? Is that your book recommendation?
Well, or if I was going to tell people to read one book, I can only recommend one. I would tell them to read A Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, who is a pastor, who talks about how it doesn't really matter what's going on outside your life. Just worry about, you know, what your connection is spiritually, and it's good. So read that.
Got
one.
It. Okay. Bergman, recommend one book.
So one book only. It's Channel Blue. It's by Jay Martell, and it's about alien executives are planning the destruction of Earth because Earth is actually just a reality show, like Big Brother style.
That sounds stupid.
A guy's on Earth.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory to me. I'm in on this book.
It's like a Truman Show, but like it's aliens.
What's it called? Channel
Blue by Jay Martell. It's really good because
if you read a book, why read fiction? Why don't you read just something it's real life?
I only read fiction. I don't read.
I only read nonfiction.
I know,
that's interesting.
I'm always looking for good fiction. What about you, Brian? Do you read what book?
I'd probably say The Giver. The book The Giver.
Oh, great book.
It's an older book. Yeah, and now it's actually banned. It's one of those banned books in schools and whatnot.
It's banned?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's a great read.
In a school?
Yeah, they just banned it
last
year.
And they had the movie and all that. The movie wasn't that good.
That's why.
Well, no, it's more of like a dystopia, and it's breaking free of that kind of thing.
It is a great book.
It is a great book.
I highly recommend it.
They have a movie about it too, Michael. It's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to recommend one book. I did it actually in my Mason Mindful Minute. Today for the LA County Department of Mental Health, Thich Nhat Hanh, The Art of Mindfulness, might be the most important book I ever read.
Was a teacher.
I think Phil Jackson's big on that book.
Teaches you to be completely in the present moment, teaches you to breathe, teaches you to meditate,
teaches you
to stay calm.
I do all that.
You're not calm. You come in here all aggravated all the time.
No, I'm not.
So Thich Nhat Hanh, The Art of Mindfulness. All right. Coming up. I screwed 2 o'clock call of the day, right?
No, I like the callers.
You want
What's Up Fool.
Oh, What's Up Fool. Okay, good. Yeah, we're in a mini show today.
I love the
combo plate.
Pepe, how is your game today? Is it the potpourri of lies?
Yep. Is it potpourri or potpourri of lies?
Well, today is the National Day of Whipped Cream.
Yes,
yeah, it is.
Ooh,
okay, nice. In honor of whipped cream, I'm not going to have any questions about whipped cream.
Oh, okay, good. So it will not be a
the
whipped
mind
cream
of, the mind of Pepe
quiz.
Works in mysterious ways. Exactly. We'll find. Don't miss his game.
All right. Now it is your turn. I've already taken mine. I'm driving a beautiful Hyundai Elantra, just a beautiful, spectacular hybrid. Right now, I'm working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers, and they have got next-level tech and safety features on their cars. I'm enjoying that now. Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever your life takes you. You can get advantages, including available class-exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. Again, you're talking about the Sonata, the Santa Fe, the Ioniq 6, which is spectacular, the Elantra, which I drive. It is your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.